Good evening, my friend.
Good evening.
Much has been going on since we last met.
Yes, it has. I know it has on our side, but did you mean that or on your side?
Remember always, it is a joint effort.
Yes, right, sir.
Let me begin with just a few words this time, please.
Please do.
I have been aware of your many thoughts, your many questions, all of you.
Yes.
I want to say to you all, as I have done previously, I cannot live your lives for you. I cannot change your lives for you. I can only influence and try to guide you.
You do quite understand.
That does not mean your thoughts and your desires are thrown to one side. I know there are among you some who have doubts. And I don't mean that unkindly, you understand.
No, we accept it just as a statement of fact.
I will do all I can to help you all. You realize this?
Yes, I'm sure we do.
And I know you will understand that the reply to your questions and your thoughts will not always be what you want.
No, we understand that too.
Therefore, let me say to you, I gather all of you within my thoughts, within the help and the boundary with which I am able to give to you.
Thank you.
I hear your cries for guidance, your cry for wisdom, your cry for many things. And let me say, all of those thoughts are here. Yeah.
Thank you. Take them to your heart.
Want to speak to the lady at the end.
Right, go on.
Yes.
Within her group of acquaintances, she is in contact with an elderly lady. Yes.
That's her, Dawn. Can you answer,
yes,
please?
Yes,
keep the voice contact going.
I am.
I want you to be a little more attentive to this lady.
Yes.
She is not forthcoming with her speech, but she is in need of some comfort. And you, my dear, can supply it.
Yes.
Just listen to her. Look behind the words that she speaks to you. Because you see, there is a lonely soul. You understand who I am speaking of.
I think so.
Yes, you do. Send forth your thoughts of love to this one. She is in much need. Although the front that she presents to the world is an entirely different one, you would agree. Yes. That is all I have to say this time.
Thank you.
I want to say this time that there are many who would like to use your instruments. And so I am prepared to devote some time to this, because the more aware each instrument becomes, the more we can bring you.
Cool.
So, I would say, is there any questions before I leave you for this time?
I will ask in just a moment, but before I do, I would like to thank you on behalf of all of us for your colleague who came to speak at our last meeting. It was most interesting, and we are grateful to you for having brought him to us.
I am pleased that you found it to be so.
We did indeed, and we hope that he will be able to return one day to speak again.
I wish you could see the many who wish to come, and perhaps you would realize the difficulties therein. There are many to come, my friend.
That's many, pleasing to know.
Many, many interesting peoples.
Good.
But knowing him, I do not doubt that he will return to you.
Good. We're glad to know that, but of course we also do accept that whoever you bring will be a benefit to us, and so whoever it is, we shall welcome them and be glad to hear them speak.
I can say to you, I will bring only those of an informative nature.
Good.
I trust you will find it so. Indeed, I know you will.
I'm sure we shall do that. Thank you very much again. Now, any questions for Sandomet?
Always I am surprised. So many questions when I am not here. And when the opportunity comes, silence.
I do have one. I'm continuing to write my book, and I'm about halfway now, and I quite often feel that I'm having some help with it, and I feel there are perhaps spirits not far away, ideas come and go, and I don't think it's all me. Would you like to say something about whether there are spirits not far away during our consciousness as opposed to in dreams?
I believe we have touched upon this subject a few times. Let me say, you are all guided by many. There is no one guidance around you. All of you have more than one helper. We have spoken before on many things about your scientists, about your writer, about your musicians. All are inspired from our side of life. I said to you previously, continue with your writing and you would be helped. Of course, by that I meant you would be inspired at the correct time. I am not saying all your thoughts are inspirational ones, but at certain times, when your awareness is heightened, then of course we come close to you. So your assumptions are correct.
It's very reassuring, and I'd like to say thank you.
I do urge you to continue with your task.
Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions? I have just one short one. We were asked some time ago to give time to one of our sitters, a gentleman. You are, I'm sure, aware that we have been doing that with very, very good results. And we were asked that he should be sitting next to you at this meeting. This has been arranged.
Let me say to you, you may find that this evening will tell you why that was to be.
Thank you. Thank you very much again. God bless you. My love goes with you.
Please to lower your light for those to come.
Yes, ma'am.